Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 up the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having a new friend on the show. Gleb Sapersky is here. Gleb Sapersky is the CEO of Disaster Avoidance Experts. He's the author of a new book called Never Go With Your Gut, How Pioneering Leaders Make the Best Decisions and Avoid Business Disasters. And he's also a cognitive neuroscientist and an expert on behavioral economics and decision making. He's a PhD, and he's here to talk to us about what do you listen to? You listen to your head, your heart, or your gut? Gleb Sapersky, welcome to the show, Dr. Sapersky.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's a pleasure. I really appreciate you inviting me.
Good to have you here. Gleb, I just gave myself away a little bit. Over the years, I've thought about where my thought process originates from, ruminates in, and where the decisions are produced from. And I've thought about three locations in me where they do one of those three things, if not all of them. Sometimes things happen in my head, and I execute from my head. Sometimes they happen in my heart, and I originate or execute from them. And sometimes it happens in my gut. And I've decided, Gleb, that wisdom is knowing which one to listen to at the right time. What do you think?
Well, I think, Jim, what the research on this topic shows is that we really can't tell where our decision-making originates from because of the vast majority of our decision-making, as the current research is showing, actually stems from our feelings. About 80 to 90% of our decisions comes from what we feel. When we feel something is right, we go ahead and do it. And then we rationalize it after the fact. We find evidence to support our feelings after
but
the fact.
I just pointed out that part of my, I would agree with you if I maybe allowed my heart to get away, but my head is where I learn things. My gut is what I've experienced, and those things what do you think about that?
Well, what I think about that, Jim, is that it's very easy for one to tell oneself that, hey, I have this rational, appropriate, strategic decision.
Well, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
There you go. I appreciate you have a nice story. We all like to have nice stories.
Yeah, isn't that a great story? He's got me, folks. He's nailed me. Okay, go ahead, Gleb. I'm teasing you.
You know, as the young kids say, great story, bro.
Yeah.
Cool story, bro, right?
Well, thank you for not saying okay, boomer. Thank you for that. Anyway, go ahead.
There you go. So this is a problem that many of us experience, that we like to tell ourselves we have rational decisions. Mm-hmm. We have strategic decisions. We go with our head, with our heart, with our gut, whatever. However we like to decide this. But what actually happens underneath all that, from what the research shows, is that we kind of fool ourselves. We like to think that we're much better decision makers than we are. And the research shows that the people who tend to feel the most confident about the quality of their decisions are actually the people who often end up making the worst mm-hmm. decisions in the end, especially mm-hmm. in big decisions. So, for example, there are lots of entrepreneurs who think they're wonderful decision makers, they're terrific, and they're great. These are the people who, when they do mergers and acquisitions, which is a specific type of major decision making, actually tend to do the worst at mergers and acquisitions. Mm-hmm. People who are the most confident, people who are the most optimistic, they tend to do the worst. They tend to overpay the most for a company they acquire, and they tend to fail the most at the kind of mergers
so
and acquisitions.
So analytics, research, empirical data, that's important. You think that's the paramount. Is that right?
I think it's paramount. I think it's important to figure out that you don't want to ever get trapped in analysis paralysis. So that's something you want to avoid getting into. You want to figure out good, effective decision-making strategies, and you want to make sure that you know where you're good at and you know where you're weak at.
Right.
So we all have blind spots. So, for example, for me, I tend to suffer from a cognitive bias. And cognitive biases, by the way, for folks who don't know, you might have heard this term. These are dangerous judgment errors that we all make because of how our brains are wired.
That's right.
And each of us is prone to certain ones. I'm most prone to the optimism bias, which means I tend to be very optimistic about the future. I tend to have
too Entrepreneurs are pathological optimists.
There you go. So I'm an entrepreneur. I run a small company of six people, decision-making, consulting, coaching, training. And so that's one of the reasons that I was willing to start
Gleb,
a company.
Hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Dr. Gleb Sapirsky. His book is called Never Go With Your Gut. I don't think never is the right word, but we'll talk about this some more after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.